St. Paul writes, "If I speak in human or angelic tongues, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but I do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know now in part and prophesy in part. But when completeness comes, it will disappear. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put the ways of childhood behind me. For now we see only a reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part. Then I shall fully know, even as I'm fully known. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love." Man, is it hard to love these days? It's hard to love people in church because sometimes people complain. And sometimes people are just flat out grumpy. And sometimes people don't get their way and they act like children. And they stomp their feet. And they throw up their hands. And they run the other direction. And they hold hatred and bitterness in their hearts. Sometimes it's hard to love in our families because people complain. And people are grumpy. And people get bitterness and hold grudges and do the same things, right? Sometimes it's hard to love these days because, well, after all, if you're going to treat me like a jerk, I'm going to treat you like a jerk. That's just the way it is. Sometimes it's hard to love these days because, well, if I don't know the person, I really don't have to love them at all, even if it is the cashier at Walmart who took 3 hours to get through the orders in front of me and finally now, just now, is getting to my order and is talking to everybody else around her and going so slow that I simply want to scream at her. Love is hard. It's hard to love a parent who's aging and that parent, well, your parent knows best, don't they? And sometimes they're stubborn and obstinate. It's hard to love a child, and that child knows best, but that child may be struggling with an addiction. That child may be struggling in work. That child may be struggling with their own marriage. And the list goes on and on and on, right? So do I have to tell you it's hard to love these days? And then throw in the mixture. We have enemies who want to run us over with trucks. Bombs are a thing of the past, apparently. The new thing is trucks and cars. This is a tough world to love in. And so that's the end of the message for tonight. Don't worry about it because it's so hard, you can't do it anyways. Good night, go home. No, I'm just kidding. That's not what the scripture says, is it? That's not what this message says. This message from St. Paul says love is above everything. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not boast. Love is there, even when it is hurt. Love is there, even when it's given a reason not to trust. Love is there, no matter what, superseding all things. How in the world are we supposed to love like that in a world that seems so hard to love in? Especially this day and age at Christmas time, when half of the stuff we're doing is running around, decorating, getting our cookies ready, getting our presents ready, wrapping the tree, let alone having time to go to Advent or church services. It's hard to love. And here in the midst of Advent, love is what we celebrate. You see, that's what this season's all about. This season is all about us taking time to sit back and relax for a moment. Did you hear that? Relax in Christmas? Yes, relax. If you haven't gotten all your gifts by now, well, oh well. There's always next year, right? That's right. An IOU will work just fine, right? If there's a grudge you've been holding against somebody, well, guess what? Now's a good time to really focus on that grudge and think a little bit about it. If there's somebody you've been angry at and you've treated wrongly, maybe now's a little time to think about it. Because as Advent people who focus on Advent, you see, we're waiting. We're waiting for two things. We're waiting, number one, for Jesus to return and to get us out of this world where love will be perfect, where it's described perfectly in that passage, right? That we're waiting for, that we cannot wait for, that we long for. And every Sunday, every Wednesday before this, we've talked about hope, we've talked about peace, we've talked about joy. All of those things, they combine together in this thing called Advent as we wait for the return of Jesus, because that's really what it's about. Jesus returning to take us out of this miserable world, to be with him in a perfect love, perfect, perfect love, which we can't really experience in this world, where perfect love reigns eternal. Boy, how awesome that will be. So we take a deep breath of that. You know, right now, just sit still for a second. Breathe in a nice deep breath of that love of God. Breathe it in and let out a nice big breath of air. Just relax. You see, relaxing in God's presence, relaxing in his love, knowing that he will come again to take us out of this world where imperfection reigns to where perfection reigns, right? But the other thing is, we prepare our hearts once again to celebrate the birth of a baby named Jesus, God in human flesh. And, you know, the amazing thing is, John says, God is what? Love. So as we see Jesus come into this world, we see love in human flesh. And think about it for a moment. Did Jesus come into a world that was really any different than today? Were people being killed left and right? Were people being hated? Were people complaining all the time? Were people miserable? Did people hold grudges? Were people being killed because of their religious beliefs? You betcha, it was happening all the time. The world that Jesus came into was no different than today, but he came. He came as love. He came to love each and every person in this world so much that he would die for them and rise for them and open the kingdom of heaven for them. John 3:16, say it with me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Now think about this for a second. God so loved the world. It didn't say he just loved the people who believed in him, did it? Or the people who treated him nicely, or the three wise guys who brought him nice gifts. Doesn't say that, does it? It says he loved the world. One of the great things that we believe in as Lutherans, one of our doctrinal things that we really believe in and ascribe to, is the fact that the whole world is saved. Did you know that? When Jesus died on the cross, his love saved the whole world. Everyone is saved. Now, not everyone, unfortunately, benefits from that salvation because they don't have faith. But when Jesus died, he died for the whole world. His love was for the whole world, is for the whole world, once and for all. So maybe as we focus on this Christmas season and hear those words of St. Paul, love is patient, love is kind, it doesn't boast, it isn't envy, it doesn't envy, all of those things. Maybe, just maybe, as we sit back and Breathe in the love of Jesus and waiting for his return, because I hope you do have hope and anticipation for Jesus' return. I hope it happens soon, by the way. I hope you agree that would happen soon. Anybody ready for it? I'm ready. Amen, right? But I hope that maybe you breathe in a little bit of the infant love that comes into this world. The love that a baby brings, the baby Jesus. And maybe, just maybe, little by little, we pray to God to change our hearts, to make us more loving to those around us, to make us more loving to our family, our church family, our friends, our neighbors, our coworkers, the lady at Walmart who's ringing us up. Maybe, just maybe, we ask God to make us a little more loving in all we do. Because here's the reality. As Lutherans, one of the highest things that we believe we can do in this world is to simply share the love of Jesus. Only use words when you need them. Do you get what I'm saying? Only use words when you need them. Love in your actions. Love in what you do. Love in how you care for people. Love in how you forgive people. Oh, that's hard, isn't it? But love. Because Jesus loves you. So much so that even right now, all your sins are gone. They're wiped away. And even right now, he smiles upon you and says, I can't wait for the day you get to be with me in heaven forever. In Jesus' name.